Just really quick about empty and full. We see that she went out full, and just to apply it, sometimes we're full of ourselves, and that's why we need to be emptied, so the Lord can fill us with what he's provided for us. And you can see it with Job too. Job was emptied. Everything was taken away, but the Lord is a God of restoration, and Job was able to be. He was filled again. And just yesterday at the ministry meeting, we heard about men full of the Holy Spirit, and they were full of the Holy Spirit, and you could say that nothing of themselves was in them. You could say that nothing of themselves would fit. You couldn't add anything of themselves. And I think we really, sometimes we need to be humbled as well. And it just, you see the place of humility she takes. And it just, it comes with confession and humility. We talked about that last night in our devotions. And you just, we need to, the only way for restoration is confession first. And then the Lord and his mercy will come and fill us up again.
You can really see her humility by the way she describes what happened to her. She could have easily said that my husband took me out full, or that my whole family went out, so I kind of had to go with them. But she says that I went out full. And then just as easily she could have said that, well, I thought it was about time I should come back to Israel, or I decided to come back. But she says, I went out full, and Jehovah has brought me home again empty. She takes full responsibility that she was the cause of her fall, and gives God the full responsibility for her restoration.
With restoration here, when Naomi comes back, we have to see and realize that she doesn't come back the way she left. There were consequences which were the result of departure. And the consequences that she faced, when we hear about the judgment and the government of God, the restoration takes place, and that God is a restoring God, and his grace would reach down and have each one of us restored if we have left that place. There's consequences. And when Naomi comes back, she doesn't come back the same way as when she left. And in fact, things will never, ever in Naomi's life here be the same as they were when she left with Elimelech. Now, when she comes back, Elimelech and her two sons, they're gone. They have died. There's consequences to departure and failure, but thank God, he is a God of grace. And it is his desire to bring each one of us back into the place where there is bread.
Just wanted to add quickly, I trust, I'm not sure if this is a positive response of the city or not. Maybe it is a negative response, but I kind of want to think that it was a positive response, but maybe by the fact that they saw that she was bitter, and maybe the next verse kind of helps us conclude that it was a negative response. But either way, I trust that that's not our response negatively when we see someone coming back that's been bumped, that's been bruised, that's been impacted by having spent 10 years in Moab. I trust if we see someone coming back and they are repentant, because that's extremely critical. If they're not, then we don't want to receive someone back that's not repentant yet. But here is evidence that she has been truly repentant, because she realized, as Ben very clearly and very well said, she realized why she went out and she realized who brought her back. So it's full repentance. And then I trust when we see that in someone, that we respond back and take them in with loving arms and say, we missed you these 10 years.
I was thinking of Jacob. And it's humbling to know that Jacob, who was a schemer, someone who had his own thoughts as to how he should order his life, that God had to touch him in a way that he limped for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And young people, I think it's important that you don't try God. You see, there are scars that are life-lasting. And while God might in mercy restore you, because he is the God of restoration, there will be the evidence, whether it is psychological struggles, whether they are real physical encumbrances, that sometimes attach themselves to us as the consequences for going out. Naomi lost her two sons, things after the flesh. Parents, they say, are not supposed to bury their own children. But she lost her husband, who she loved, and her two sons. When she came back, I believe that the people were astonished when they looked physically on Naomi.
I think so.
I think they looked at a woman who went out robust because she was in the place of blessing. She was not just spiritually robust, if I can put it that way, but there was the physical richness from being where the people of God are. Brother Bob Costin was sharing with me last night that during this past illness that he had, that the nurses asked to see his license. And he said, wow, he said he was wondering if they were going to take his license from him because he'd had this illness. But they wanted to check to see his birthday. Do you know why? They could not believe, looking at that brother, that he was at the age that he says he was. Because as a Christian, we are saved from the consequences of a life that is in the world. Whether it is because of the substance abuse, the abuse of the body, or just being away from the Lord, it has its effect upon the natural man. And I want to really, you know, beseech you young people not to find yourself in the place of Naomi. Oh yes, God is the God of recovery. But I want to tell you, and young people here, some of them can tell you, that even though the Lord has restored them, they still struggle with some of the images, some of the things that they used to do. Those things are seared in their minds. And how they have to be on their knees so that God would help them, sometimes on a moment-by-moment basis. So it's no wonder that the people of God would look at Naomi and be astonished at what sin, what going away from God had done. And her confession was, yes, look at me. I went out full, and God has brought me again empty. God had to strip everything that Naomi trusted in, her husband, her sons, because in those days the women relied upon their husbands and sons for their economic sustainability and all of these things, food. And he has brought me low. But thank God that he has brought her again. And she only returned with herself and Ruth. So let's remember that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Our time is gone. We're on a bit different time frame this year. I want to encourage you to look at verse 22 in your devotions tonight. I don't want to say too much about it, except that you discuss what was going on when God brought them home.